have brought up a common response to the fear of the changes. The common response is, what shall we do to save the people? Because we think in terms of a collective rather than individualistic. That's our training. In fact, we've all been trained collectively to think this way. The answer is, you can't, even if you could, save the people collectively, or you would be a tyrant yourself, simply imposing what you thought was the right way to bring the world to whatever your ideas concluded, how people should live, behave, etc. It's the psychopaths in all eras who decide for the people which way they'll go, how society will be. And people individually, in the collective, make decisions every single day of their lives which affect them and affect others. Being silent affects people. Silence is consent, legally. As long as someone else is getting the boot or the club and not you, that in itself would be a decision you would make. The choice not to know, the choice to say, I don't want to hear that, is a choice, it's a decision. It's far easier to do the wrong things, and everyone knows through conscience, if they are not a psychopath, what's right and wrong, but it's much easier to do the wrong than the good. All sentient people can do is to communicate information to those who seek it, who are waking up to sentience but lack the facts. Others ask, what comes after this life? It's tempting to say, it depends what you do with this one. Everyone expects some kind of reward for doing nothing. And those who seek truth often give up everything that they have to find it. They risk a lot to find it. They become uncomfortable in the milieu in which they live, because those around them that seem so familiar and close seem alienated to them now, because you realize when you wake up that everything they say or do is marketed to them, including their opinions and their topics of conversation. Waking up involves the risk of losing those that you thought were closest to you, because you find you don't belong anymore amongst them. And that's been the same in all ages, in all lands. When Pandora's box is opened, it doesn't come with a guarantee of personal success in any way, shape or form. Because if you're after truth, it doesn't come tailor-made to make you happy. You leave that to those at the top who created and guide the whole New Age movement. They're the same ones that create the reality for the rest of the people from the big think tanks. And they're funded by them too. Yet even though you go through the phases of waking up, and you break through barriers. And yes, you will alter a lot. Your mind certainly will expand. And yet you'll find you can take far more of the bad news without buckling under and collapsing, because there's a strength in knowing. Not to know is a weakness. It connotes weakness. You can't make people wake up. Technically, they've heard many of the things that you have heard yourself on major newscasts, and they've chosen not to dwell on it or think about it. They have actually chosen. They're making choices all the time. And their choice is often not to know any more about it. It's too depressing. You must accept that. Otherwise, you're nagging them. You become an evangelist. Don't expect others to think or to be able to go through those barriers which you can possibly break through. For a long, long, long time, in fact, since the so-called birth of democracy, the public never really had a say in anything. It was a show. A show to stop revolutions occurring. They knew a long time ago that without a show of public input or choices in their own destiny, there would be revolutions every few years. So they chose democracy as a sham. And as Quigley said in Tragedy and Hope, those at the top of all parties are picked and vetted and all belong to the same club. They have for over 100 years or more. The big foundations and think tanks that work with the bankers, which work with the old, old aristocracy of the world, run your lives and plan your lives and plan the future. And they have 10, 15, 20, 50, 100 year plans and 200 year plans. Check out the plans of the communist system. Check out the plans of the United Nations. And the ones of the integration of the continents, they all have their long-term agendas, like a big business plan, including what kind of culture they will have at the end of it. They know it because they will make it so. So for those who are sentient out there, it's a hard struggle, but you can come through it. Your biggest problem is being isolated from others of your own kind. From Hamish and myself, it's good night, and may your God or gods go with you.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light, split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people. maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering. Silence.